In my years of teaching at Bible school, on one occasion they were remodeling the church sanctuary and they moved the services to the auditorium there at the school. And responsibilities had caused me to come in late. And when I came in, the oldest Bible school instructor was preaching, well up in years. And there were two students, two young men, that were standing at the back of the church. They didn't notice I'd come in. And I stood there for a minute and listened to them. And they were criticizing this older teacher as he preached. He wasn't using the lingo they thought he should. And he wasn't, you know, giving a cutting-edge subject the way they thought. And I listened for a minute, and I motioned to him. I said, I want to talk to you guys. And I called this teacher's name up in years, and I said, listen. I said something to this effect. Listen, he could get up and say hallelujah, and it would mean a whole lot more than 45 minutes of your preaching. And I said that because this teacher had proved and had lived the life. He had character behind what he said. I think we need to listen to people of character, people that have lived it. And I don't know anyone that has been as faithful serving the Lord. I know there's others, but I'm talking about for this evening, serving the Lord, walking with him, and kept the faith, fought the good fight, than Brother Rose. And he's going to be our exhorter tonight. Brother Rose, come ahead and share your heart. And remember, when he's speaking, there's character behind what he has to say. Amen.
Thank you, Pastor. It is a great privilege to be down here tonight. You know, I really do miss the Wednesday night service. Of course, we're back trying to help take care of those children. And it's very important. I would just like to say this. Don't forget to pray for those children. And pray for those sisters that work so hard. And Brother Steve drives a bus every Wednesday night. There's a great work going on, whether we realize it or not, but there's the Word of God going forth, and these children are hearing the Word of God. And I appreciate the Lord tonight for all His blessings. You know, He's been with me so many years, and I want to do something tonight I haven't done since I was 16 years old. So there's an old song that goes along with my thoughts tonight. And the title of this song is I'll Be a Friend to Jesus. Now this song, I've heard it years ago, but I haven't heard it for a long, long time. But I'm going to try to sing it. So you pray for me and you help me if you can. So I'm going to try here. So they tried my Lord and Master with no one to defend. Within the hall of Pilate, he stood without a friend. I'll be a friend to Jesus until my life I'll spend. I'll be a friend to Jesus until my year shall end. The world may turn against him. I'll love him to the end. And while on earth I'm living, my Lord shall have a friend. I'll be a friend to Jesus until my ear shall end. I'll do what he may bid me. I'll go where he may send. I'll try each flying moment to prove that I'm his friend. To all who need a Savior, my friend, I recommend, because he brought salvation, is why I am his friend. I'll be a friend to Jesus, my life for him I'll spend. I'll be a friend to Jesus until my ear shall end. Certainly tonight, I plan on being a friend to Jesus while I'm here on this earth. You know, I probably won't have a whole lot many years to serve the Lord, and I'll be going home to be with him. But my thought tonight, of course, if you want to turn your Bibles to John, the 15th chapter, and I'm going to read a portion of scripture here, and I may be discussing starting at the 12th verse of the 15th chapter. This is my commandment, that ye love one another as I have loved you. Greater love has no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. Ye are my friends if you do whatsoever I can command you. Henceforth I call you not servants, for the servant knoweth not what his Lord doeth. But I have called you friends, for all things that I have heard of my Father I have made known unto you. I thought, you know, tonight that Jesus, you can be seated, and Jesus was talking to his disciples, and he didn't call them here. He didn't call them servants. Why? Because he called them friends. He called them friends because he told them whatever his Father told him, he passed it on to his disciples. Yes. And certainly, I want to be a friend to Jesus. Amen. And I trust that you have a desire to be a friend. Another thing that we must be, in the fourth verse, it said, abide in me and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself except it abide in the vine, no more can ye except ye abide in me. We've got to be a good fruit bearing vine. We've got to be abide in Jesus. Now, if you're not abiding in Jesus, you're in a bad shape. I think, you know, see these young people over here, I appreciate our young people. And you know, brings you back years ago. I used to be sitting in the pew. Well, not sitting on the pew too much, but I was sitting on an old bench in the church. It's been 65 years ago that the Lord touched my heart. And I went to that altar and He saved me. He put me in the vine. I want to be a fruit bearing for God. I want to try to help somebody else. I'd like to encourage our young people. Whatever Satan puts in your mind, cast it out. Don't let it destroy your victory. You might say it's awful hard. Well, I know. I've been there. Over 65 years. But I couldn't have made it had it not been for Jesus. You've got to have Jesus in your life to make it. And I tell you, you'll never be sorry. You'll never be sorry. And of course, us older people too, we've got to stay steady, be faithful for the Lord. Draw closer to Him. Don't let Satan, you know, I think Satan will work on us older people the same as he does young people, maybe in a different way, but the devil is there to try to trip you up. So tonight, I advise you, stay in the vine. Up on the sixth verse, if a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch, and is withered, and men gather them and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. So be a fruit-bearing branch. I'm sorry, I misquoted the branch, the vine in the branch, so I goofed up there. But we are branches. Jesus is the vine. So we must abide in the vine. And Jesus will call us friends. I want Jesus to be my friend. And certainly, I can do it if I'll be faithful to Him. We got to keep this word. Follow the instruction. Jesus here in this 15th chapter, He is encouraging, telling His disciples to do, and to us believers that today, it's still good today, what Jesus is saying. So don't let Satan just take your victory, no matter old or young. Let's go forward for Jesus. Let's lift up Jesus. Stay humble before the Lord. And when this life is over, we'll never be sorry. I'm just so thankful for the Lord. I think of what the Lord has done for me, and He's proven Him time and time again that He is real. He's still sitting on the right hand of the Father, making intercession for you and for me. And certainly I'm determined in my heart to make it all the way. I've made it this far. You know, I think I've been over a lot of the country. You know, I was just looking at a letter hanging on my wall from the president of South Korea, and it was saying, thanking all the veterans that was in that war. It says, thank you for the victory that we've had, the peace that we've had for 50 years. And certainly, I've been places, and I thank the Lord I was a little part of that victory for those Korean people. That is, I know they've had a lot of different times, they've had conflicts, but they've had peace, pretty much so. But the president, in this letter, he was thinking all the veterans that served. And certainly, I can tell you one thing, there's victory in Jesus. Amen. And when it's all over, Jesus will say, welcome home. Yeah. Come on home. Yeah. You've served me. Yeah. So let's keep our minds and our heart and encourage somebody. Don't criticize somebody, but try to encourage and lift them up. Right. It's like young people. Please hold on to the Lord. Encourage. Be encouraged. Because when Satan comes at you, get behind me, Satan. I'm heading home. I've got Jesus. And certainly, you know, that's down here in the 18th verse, it says, if the world hate you, you know that it hateth me before it hated you. If you were of the world would love his own. But because you are not of the world, but I have chosen you out of the world, therefore the world hateth you. The world is not going to lie. He's going to do it. Satan is going to try to do everything that he can to destroy your victory in Jesus. No matter what age you are, he's out there to try to get your vision someplace else other than up. So tonight, I want to encourage you, trust you. I feel that that's about all that I have. But I tell you, if you follow this one chapter, this is Jesus speaking to his disciples, and let's be a fruit-bearing branch. Don't be one that's dried up and sit on a church pew. Let's do our best for the Lord. So that's about all I have. So you want to make an altar service, Pastor? But you go ahead.
We really don't have to worry about Jesus being our friend. The question is, are we going to be his friend? Amen. There's a lot of folks that made the decision they are going to be his friend too. Amen. Could you stand, music? Would you come? What another opportunity just to reaffirm our determination to serve the Lord with all our hearts until we make it to the end. Would you come in, gather around these altars, and let the Word of God find root in your heart tonight. Let's just come and pray. Amen. Seek the Lord and say, God, I'm determined. I'm going to stick with you. I'm going to continue to be your friend. Thank you for being my friend, Lord. Thank you for loving me, Lord. The world hates me. If Satan comes against me, Lord, I'm casting my lot with you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Let's take this opportunity to pray.